This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
I'm World Lutheran News Digest host Kip Allen. We have one story today. KFUO, the official radio station of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, has undergone many changes in the past 3 years. The changes were aimed at increasing the Synod's visibility, both in terms of demographics and geography. The station went from a local St. Louis-oriented radio station to worldwidekfuo.org, the messenger of good news, with the addition of new programs coupled with a strong internet presence. The Synod's Director of Broadcast Services, the Reverend Rod Zwanitzer, oversaw those changes. Rod retires at the end of this month, and I speak with him about the changes, their reasons, and where we go from here later in the broadcast.
And now today's Fast Track.
Here's news and brief of interest to Lutherans worldwide. Already, LCMS congregations and members are concerned and asking what they can do to help care for those who are suffering from the effects of that monstrous April 25th earthquake that struck the South Asia country of Nepal. The 7.8 magnitude quake killed more than 6,000 people and injured at least 8,100 more. Through its 70-year partnership with Lutheran World Relief Baltimore, a relief and human care agency that has boots on the ground in Nepal, the LCMS is disbursing $235,000 in grants to go directly for immediate provisions such as food, personal care kits, and water filtration units.
This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Longtime listeners to KFUO may have noticed in the last 3 years that this isn't your parents' KFUO. It's changed from local KFUO radio to worldwide KFUO. The architect behind that is Pastor Rod Zwanitzer, who's been a director of broadcasting for the last 3 years, and Rod is retiring at the end of this month. Rod, welcome to World Lutheran News Digest. Tell us, what was your vision? Why did you change the programming? What are we trying to do? We have this, as I said, this is not the KFUO I grew up with in St. Louis. This is the new and improved KFUO.
What's going on? I don't know about the improved part, but it sure is new, Kevin. And I must give credit to where credit is due, as they would say, to the administration who, recruited and offered me this great opportunity to serve the church by leading KFUO. That when the new administration took over, one of the things that they eventually wanted to get to was to look at KFUO, because they had some ideas about it, and they put together a fact-finding committee who did all the research, interviewed all the people, looked at it pretty thoroughly, and then gave some recommendations. And one was just that they felt that the station was more centered only to an AM listening audience in the local area, and that it had kind of warped into, if you will, into a Christian generic station rather than a station owned and operated by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So, within those two parameters, that's where I really tried to take the station, was to, make us bigger and have the listener more in mind outside of the St. Louis area, not abandoning the St. Louis listeners, because they're still vital to us, but opening up to a even bigger market, as you said, worldwide.
After all, the Lutheran Church is worldwide. We have missionaries everywhere across the world.
And that's the vision, exactly, Kip, that this beautiful technology called radio and internet reaches out around the globe now so easily, so comfortably, and so inexpensively, relatively speaking. And so that was the impetus and the drive. And so, as you know, one of the first things that I did with the team, and it really was a team effort, it wasn't just me, but I'm the one pushing them, was we came up with worldwidekfuo.org, and that's important, worldwidekfuo.org, the messenger of good news. And that worldwide a KFUO.org says it all. I mean, the KFUO, you have the AM station in there. Worldwide means you got to go further than that AM station, and that's where the .org comes in, that people can listen in with all the marvelous technology at our disposal around the globe.
And you've mentioned we do have a tracking program where we can actually see where our listeners are coming from on the web. Instead of just in the St. Louis area, we now, I think last time you said something like 70 different countries now.
Oh, it's over that. I think in the average month, Kip, we're easily over 200 countries a month.
And we even have at least one listener in North Korea.
And what amazes me, Kip, and I think this is where the future holds for worldwide KFUO.org, if the Lord blesses, is that we really haven't promoted it to those countries. And so can you imagine when we have intentional promotion within those countries to tune us in, what's going to happen?
It should explode.
I think everything just is set up and well prepped for an explosion of listeners.
Something else that has really struck me joining the station, as I did with the new administration coming in, was the variety of programming. We actually have now pioneered a number of new programs. It's almost like we're changing our demographic. Instead of just the old staid, you know, this sit here and we'll preach the gospel and here we'll give you church services. Now we're doing more things to both engage the audience and vary who our audience is. We have everything from Reformation Rush Hour to more standard things like, I was going to say wrestling with the basics, but when you have those two pastors on the air, you know it's not going to be regular.
Yeah, it's going to be takedowns and jumping off the wrestling ring onto each other. It's pretty exciting stuff with those two pastors.
But we've been doing some traditional, one of the most fascinating programs to me as a broadcaster and as a Lutheran has been Concord Matters. I mean, this is the very basic documents on what it means to be a Lutheran, going back, you know, almost 500 years now. That is an enormously educational program where you and a number of other pastors will sit and actually go line by line and discuss what it means. And then, of course, we field listener questions as well. A very educational program.
Well, and I think, you know, when you start to really look at it, One of the biggest assets we have in the Lutheran Church is that we are word-centered. We are totally centered on the Bible alone. Sola Scriptura, the Latin kind of, you know, war cry, if you will, of the Reformation, the faith alone, grace alone, Scripture alone. We Lutherans really mean that. We should. That we're going to take our teachings of nowhere else except out of the Bible. And so this document, this collection of documents, the Book of Concord, that's what we base our faith and our practice of that faith, our confession of that faith around. And so, you know, just a wonderful thing. You know, Brothers of John the Steadfast was kind of the impetus for that, so we have to thank them. You know, you brought up that the programming has expanded, you know, manyfold, and you're right, Kip, that what we did is we found holes in our program lineup where certain topics and actually certain age groups, demographics, we just didn't do anything. We didn't have a lot, I would say, on the sophisticated teaching of the faith. And so Concord Matters, Cross Defense, those kind of shows meant to plug that. And then, you know, another huge hole that we have, and we're trying to rectify that as we speak, is for our younger Christians, college age down.
Well, we got, I think, two things on that area. One, we have the addition of Andy Bates, who is a deacon, who now does a couple of our programs, and one of which, of course, is Faith and Family, mm-hmm. where he actually brings some very concrete issues into how Scripture relates directly into family matters, specifically for the young families. Now, Andy, of course, has experience with that. He's got a newborn baby, Oscar, and he and his wife are doing a wonderful job raising it. But they have brought in people from all walks of life to discuss how faith has helped them and what challenges that they have faced. And this to me, is a very innovative program that we lacked in the past. This is something that we're really forging ahead with.
Andy's doing a marvelous job, in my opinion. And, you know, you're absolutely right that the family was really, and I think it still is kind of a needed area of the church life that we can help and needs help because it's being under attack. I mean, marriage is under attack. How we raise our kids is under attack. You know, the society and the culture and the government wants to take a lot of that away, where the family is the center of that. And so, you know, actually, as a lot of our family experts will tell us, even the raising the kids up in the faith, that isn't the church's job. That's the family's job. And so, you know, Andy being the director of Christian education that he is, which covers us from the, you know, from the birth to the grave, he's the perfect expert. And what an asset to have a young director of Christian education who's a young father himself and a young husband to head that up. And so, yeah, that's I think, one that we want to continue to grow and focus on.
We've gotten away a little bit from the syndicated programs we've done in the past, but one area where we still continue is we actually aim for children. I'm thinking particularly on Saturdays, where we have Kids Corner, we have Adventures in Odyssey, and we have Lamplighter Theater. These are all radio dramas, old-time radio dramas, but specifically aimed at children, and it's the type of thing where you can sit with your kids and have a nice discussion afterwards on how the biblical principles apply. Plus, they're fun programs to listen to.
Sure. And then I believe it's July or August this summer that we're going to introduce the brand new college program, LCMSU. And they've already announced it, that it's going to be called Student Union. You know, on a campus, there's this student union where people can gather and groups can gather, and they have leisure and they meet to talk about things, affairs. And so that's the idea, that college kids, and I think they're going to probably go around to various campuses and where we have a presence, or maybe would like to have a presence, and they would just talk with the kids about what's on their minds, what's on their hearts, what are some of the challenges to the faith, the questions they have to the faith. And so it's really going to be produced by them, geared for them, and all we're going to do is really broadcast that result. So I'm really excited about that one, because when I was first getting going here, they had a big collection and conference where they brought in all the campus ministers and kids from all over the country. And, you know, they were talking about various things, and we were able to have a presence there. I took another journalist with me, and so we interviewed all these kids and the campus pastors, and we said, hey, if you were going to listen to a Christian radio program about campus life, what would you want to hear? And they said two things. We'd like to hear about apologetics, and we'd also like to hear about Lutheran news. And I said, well, we've already got those covered, but specifically for college kids, we can do that. So I think out of all that, you can see where we're kind of going in that direction. So that's a lot of excitement, too.
When I went to college, there really was nothing that the Synod was doing for people my age, you know, 18, 20, what have you. And it was a hard time. It was a hard time being cut loose a little bit from this very basic anchor that I had.
Well, this is, I think, so important what you're saying, because research continually has shown and is shown today the time where the majority of young people fall away from an active faith life, and eventually from any faith life at all, is 18.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we're really beefing up and intentionally going after that age group in the Synod. And it's exciting that worldwidekfuo.org can be a part of this. And so we're looking forward to partnering up with them and doing this together. And then even the threat that these college kids get, it has even gone down into the high schools and the middle schools. We used to call them junior highs when I was going. We didn't have any middle school.
Yes, with me too.
Yeah, so middle school, junior high, whatever. And so we're looking at some programming in that area ourselves to kind of counter some of that. So exciting times.
They are, and people that age really are facing challenges. You know, they're changing from being children to becoming adults. They have stresses. They have, when you and I were growing up, for example, you know, we had Vietnam, we had drugs, we had the civil rights movement, and as I mentioned, when I was in college, we no longer had that spiritual guidance where we could go to our pastor or to our group and sit down and talk about and say, what does this mean? What does this mean to me as a Christian? What should I do? These stresses are different today, but they are no less important and they are no less threatening, I think.
I think it's more threatening and tougher for a young person to grow up to now, because they are hit just as we all are. But think about these younger minds. They get deluged with an unbelievable amount of images and information coming at them. And there's hardly any way that people can keep them away from all that. And so at a younger age, they're really forced to be confronted with a lot of things that were you know, what would you say, that were kept away from us at a younger age because they knew that we weren't mature enough to handle them. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the church and our society has to help these young people to have some way to filter, to have some discernment, to see it from God's perspective, from the perspective of truth and lie, as the Bible would call it. So, yeah, we're doing all that. And you know, you think about that. We're doing that for all ages because we're all being bombarded with all of this. And so that's kind of our thrust. And, you know, one of the things that I think as proud as I could be about anything is the program that you host for us so capably these days, World Lutheran News Digest, because we knew that there was so much wonderful Lutheran news out there that need to be shared. And nobody was really doing it. And so we thought of this on-air news broadcast program, and it took off and it did real well. And now you've even come in and given a lot more style. And we've heard great things about this because everybody wants to hear, you know, we've become a global community, and especially us Lutherans. And, you know, kind of the epicenter of all of that, too, in Lutheranism is the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So who better to do that program than the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
Oh, we certainly have the outreach programs with churches in Kenya, Liberia, Nigeria, Madagascar, where they are becoming more and more aware of the Missouri Synod.
Sure.
In fact, the Madagascar Church broke a longstanding relationship they had with ELCA. And have become closer and closer to the Missouri Synod.
Amazing, amazing. And then you even have closer relatives, the Lutheran Church Canada, which I have some history with, and just great people. And we've become a news source for them and for their people. And then now we've reestablished and some great potential with the Lutherans in Mexico, you know, Central America, South America, Africa. I mean, it's becoming so much fun to be a Lutheran.
It is. I want to give a little hat tip to one of our staffers here in the Synod, Eric Lunsford, who is a photojournalist. Officially, he is our photographer of the Missouri Synod. Eric travels everywhere. Wherever there's Lutherans doing things, Eric is there.
Because everybody wants this wonderful way to tell a story with one shot or a few shots. And he's so good at it, isn't he?
Oh, he's marvelous. His pictures appear in everything from The Witness to Encounter magazine, and of course with the Lutheran Reporter. And plus, he's got galleries online. And he always makes himself available to sit down with me and talk about his latest adventures. And he gets so enthusiastic and so excited about what he's doing.
And, you know, he came from a top-notch newspaper background, because I remember when we were opening the studio, he came out with the reporter and shot some pictures, and he was talking to me, and he said, "Well, I'm Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Rod." And I said, "Well, fantastic." And then next thing I look up, he's on as this photojournalist, and what a wonderful asset that Eric is. And if you just go online to the lcms.org website, and I think you look at photo gallery, you'll see his wonderful photo essays just tell a marvelous story around the globe where they take him.
And that's one thing that the Synod, that the leadership of the Synod, I think, has done in the last few years with you and with President Harrison. As you pointed out, you know, Eric was a professional photojournalist with a mainstream newspaper. My background is journalism. This is what I did for 30, 40 years. And we're bringing that expertise in the real world, quote unquote, if you will, to the service of the Synod, to the service of our faith. Things that we couldn't do, Eric and I really couldn't do.
And it spices it up. It adds another dimension, because I think we're coming more and more visual. And so this gentleman really has a gift from God to pose a photo, and it tells so many wonderful word pictures, if you will, with this photography. And so we're blessed. I just you can get him to do a photojournal story on Worldwide KFUO.
Ah, that'd be a great idea. I'll just sit down and talk to the communications people, and maybe we can get
when he isn't global.
Well, he's in Germany right now.
Yeah, he's hardly ever here. So
he actually had to have his passport expanded to have new pages put in because it had been filled up with visas. So I've never heard of that happening before. So it's Eric.
He's a globetrotter.
He is indeed. He is indeed. Maybe one of these days he can actually get some sleep.
Right, and then I would say too, Kip, we can't forget that. But besides the new programming that we have added, we also updated some that we had that just need to be, I guess, for lack of better words, updated, refreshed. Refresh is the word I like. Because you don't like to use a word like overhaul.
Yeah.
So the morning drive show we started, that was our first thing that we ever did after the reorientation, the rebranding, if you will. And we called it His Time. And we really changed the whole format and the flow of it. And I think it's just turned into a really powerful show. And then we added morning prayer at the tail end of that. And then later on, we added its complement, its bookend on the other end of our broadcast day, the evening drive show and evening prayer at the end of that. And then we also, if you want to talk about updating, we updated the Bible study program.
Yes.
Changed the name. Change the music, change the host, Thy Strong Word.
Yeah.
And what an outstanding job that Pastor Will Wheaton does. Such high energy, but he's also such a man of amazing background and take on a passage of scripture. And then he and his guests, they just do a marvelous job unloading and great comments on that. And then the thing that probably doesn't get noticed by a lot of people, but some have, is we really overhauled and refreshed our music library.
Yes, we have. There's certainly some beautiful classical music, but it's not necessarily spiritual. We are now more and more into the spiritual aspect of music. And, you know, Luther was very, very clear that music is a form of worship.
Yes. And he, you know, his famous line, which I just love, is that next to the word of God, there's nothing as powerful as the music. And he's not talking about rock and roll music necessarily as, you know, sacred music, a music that feeds the soul correctly. And so we've did a lot there in that area, and we've got a lot more to bring in and expand, and even some new musical offerings. Stay tuned, dear listener, because there'll be a whole new program that's pretty close now that would do nothing but that. So we're excited about that. And I just hope and pray, Kip, that when I'm gone, that this kind of trajectory that the team has started on, that the station can keep going down that and even building more on what we've laid together as a team.
Well, I'm going to use a word I normally dislike because it tends to be politically correct, is that with the KFUO staff, there is a synergy that I seldom have seen elsewhere, certainly not in commercial radio or commercial newspapers. It's completely different. You have to have worked in both secular and non-secular radio to fully appreciate the depth of that. There is a commitment and a common vision that we all have, and that is the word of God. That is the word of Martin Luther.
Yeah, that's a great word for it too. And you know what I've really enjoyed and tried to nurture is the idea that it's not my ownership or your ownership or somebody else's ownership of the idea, or even, you know, what part of the idea, but it's the result, and it's a team result.
Very much so.
And I think that's the thing that I am going to take away is the team accomplishments.
Well, you pointed earlier to World Lutheran News Digest. That was a classic example of a team effort creating this program out of nothing. I mean, you and Gary Duncan and Buzz Ulrich all sat down and discussed how this thing should go out. And I came on the scene and I was brought into the picture. And it's really very much of a collective effort.
Yeah. And don't forget, too, our graphic artist, Supreme Mary Schmidt.
Oh, she's fabulous. It
does the logos. And I love the logo on World Luther News Digest because, you know, those logos, really, if you look at them carefully, they really reflect what the program wants to be and tries to be. And a lot of times, pulls it off. That logo really speaks to what that program is doing, and it's creative and it's fun, and so that team that you talk about, and then you have some people like Joni Harwell, for instance, who a lot of people wouldn't even talk to her about, you know, what she thinks of this or that program, because she's in our, you know, kind of our supporter, liaison care work and with our fundraising and our underwriting. But we always talk to her, and Joni has great thoughts.
Oh, she has wonderful
and great
ideas.
Contributions. And so we all put it in kind of the centrifuge. Mm-hmm. And at the end, out comes this team output, which, again, is my biggest thrill. And the thing that I'm going to take away is what I'm most proud of and most thankful to God for.
And we've done it for 90 years so far, and God willing, we'll continue forever until the end.
There you go.
I also want to point out that we have still some traditional programming that we've done. For example, every Sunday we have a religious broadcasting, we have Bible study, we have a traditional religious broadcasting programming that KFUO is so famous for, and we'll continue that as well.
Amen.
But we know that there is a place for a different demographic. Our future is in bringing young people and other people into the Synod.
A big example of that, and I think kind of a bedrock of the broadcast schedule, is Moments of Assurance.
Oh yeah, that's
which
a great
people
show.
Just love. I probably get more feedback on that program than any other. People just love Pastor Hawkinson, and it's unique. It covers a lot of demographics, and I would have been an idiot to get rid of that.
Yeah, you would have.
But what a stalwart program! And then he does what is it? Jubilation. Jubilation. I thought that was it.
Yeah.
On the weekends, and you mentioned too, the excellent lineup we have at Divine Service and Bible study. It starts out at like 8 o'clock in the morning and mm-hmm. it goes till around noon. And, you know, for those people, Kip, that are homebound or ill that weekend
yes.
or traveling, which my wife and I just experienced recently, and think, well, we're not going to be able to sit in any congregation today. We're sitting in our car seats, rolling down the freeway and being blessed by the broadcast worship services here on KFUO.
And of course, getting it through the internet as well. We live stream. So it doesn't matter where you are. You can hear these live worship services.
Interesting stuff, too.
Well, Rob, thanks very much for joining me here with World Lutheran News Digest, and thank you for your contributions, and thank you for having the insight and the wisdom to hire me.
Well, that's one of my joys, Kip, and we look forward to following you on World Lutheran News Digest and the other efforts that you do for the Lord and worldwide KFUO.org. It's been a pleasure and a thrill to serve with you and the rest of the team.
As it has been with me. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
World Lutheran News Digest may be heard every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and again on Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Central Time on Worldwide KFUO Radio. It may also be heard anytime streaming online at kfuo.org. Join us again next Saturday for another new edition of World Lutheran News Digest. I'm your host, Kip Allen.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at KFUO.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@KFUO.org.